So, can I ask a whole bunch of questions?
You can answer some, yes.
One thing that I wanted to get a clear understanding of, and it's a big subject, you let me know how far you want to go into it, but I don't have a clear understanding of all the different 12-dimensional levels and how they're different. We touched on it.
It's a vibration point.
So different frequency levels, yes. But I ask the difference between, like, I'm third-dimensional, this is a third-dimensional plane, and the difference between third-dimensional beings and one-dimensional beings and two-dimensional beings. I wanted to go all the way up the ladder.
Okay.
And get an understanding, how's a third-dimensional being different from a fourth-dimensional being, from a fifth-dimensional being? And then all the way up to 12 dimensions and see if there's some way to kind of get some sort of comprehension as to how the euphorics are so different from us.
We're very different from you.
Yeah, we can't even comprehend how different.
We can't even comprehend it.
Yeah.
But we're full of love and we're full of excitement.
But there's a whole lot more to it than that.
Absolutely. Parties, school, you're talking
about things that you do, but what I was asking about was a perspective. Like comparing me to a second dimensional being. Like I'm self-aware. My consciousness is self-aware.
Well, that's a third dimension.
And that's different than a second dimensional.
Correct.
Yes. And so how would what attributes would a fourth dimensional being have that would be different than me? And then from there, fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional.
Well, do you want to start at number one?
Okay, wherever you want to start.
Number one is very low level beings. Rocks, dirt, where it has a living energy, but it's not thinking.
Is it aware at all?
It's not really aware at all.
Okay.
It's just basically using instinct. Instinct.
Does, say, a rock have a desire at all?
Very, very little, yes.
Okay, so second dimensional, that would be more like plants?
Plants, trees, animals.
And bacteria?
Bacteria is in both.
What, first and second?
Yes.
Okay, so the main difference between us humans and animals, say, is
cognitive thinking.
Cognitive. Well, like some dogs and horses and animals like that are capable of really deep thought and caring and emotion.
That's more instinct. They're instinctive to feel a certain way. They do think, but it's not cognitive thinking.
You have some, let's say, dogs in particular, who have been known to give up their life for their
owner. Instinct. That's love. That's feelings. So when they bring the feelings in, it brings the instinct of that.
Now, when a dog does that, or a horse or something, sacrifices its own life out of love for another being.
It's called loyalty.
When that dog dies, does that dog ascend to the third dimension?
No. Usually the animals just go back.
Regenerate.
Yes.
Regenerate. Okay, so the main attribute you would use to describe us three-dimensional humans is cognitive thinking.
Cognitive thinking. Now your simians are pretty much in your third.
Okay, yeah, a lot of them seem pretty smart.
Yes.
And you have Sasquatches who seem really smart.
Yes. Guess where your sharks are?
Second.
No, third.
Third.
Yeah, guess where the dolphins are?
Fourth.
Fifth.
Fifth?
Yes, because the fifth are groups, togetherness.
Collective thinking.
Correct, collective thinking. Now, some are in the sixth because they're ascended masters.
Now,
you see how it works?
Well, okay, let's keep it local. Like, we're scheduled to a certain percentage of us ascend to the fourth dimensional level. And we're going to be surrounded by people who have not descended to that level.
Not ascended to what?
The fourth dimensional level. This whole ascension thing that's supposed to be happening around now?
Yes.
How will their consciousness be different than the third dimensionals?
their frequency will be higher. They'll be able to see into the fourth and use fourth dimensional thinking. Talk to the flibbies. Talk to the beings that just crossed over.
Well, it's just communicative abilities. How about the thinking process? Our thinking process is very much different than a second dimensional being. So you think a fourth dimensional thinking process would be equally as different from the third dimension.
Not necessarily, because there's still humans. There's still humanites that crossed over. So they still have their egos. They still have their thinking. They're learning. That's the step that they're learning.
Okay, so the fourth dimensional shift is more of perception.
Correct.
You're the same person, pretty much. You're just able to perceive things and
learn
like you could.
A higher form.
If you could, like if a third dimensional human could see all the energies that are produced by their negative emotions, they wouldn't do it anymore. So maybe a fourth dimensional being, they're able to see all that, so they're able to control their thought processes better.
Correct.
And become more grown up about it.
Correct.
Okay, so the fifth dimension sounds like, on the scale we're working on, sounds like a much more dramatic shift, because you have these humans moving into a collective realm.
Collective realm that's good and good, positive and negative, has duality, but it's always collective.
So you have a dark side and a good side.
Positive and negative.
Positive and negative. Okay, when we talk to fifth dimensional realm, that's where we get all these beings, collective beings, who are not concerned about their ego. They're not even concerned about their own name. They'll go by the name of the collective itself, whatever.
Correct. You know of Hicks?
Yes.
That's the fifth dimensional.
You refer to them as, the Euphorics, you refer to them as Jacobs?
Correct.
They're known to us as Abraham?
Correct. Well, they are Abraham. Jacobs is another form.
Okay. And there's others who like to identify themselves as a collective, and you ask them their name, and they prefer not to even give you their name. Like,
it's a one-name system.
Yeah. So,
because they're all a part of it.
How big are these collectives usually?
Oh, it all depends. It could be from 5 to 5,000 to 20,000.
Okay, so how about the six-dimensional realm?
Six-dimensional realm is the realm that is strictly positive. There's no duality.
Oh, there isn't.
And it's angels, ascended masters, and archangels. Now, there are angels that live in the fifth dimension as well.
Okay. So you have collectives of angels.
Correct.
I guess. Okay, how about the seventh? And I know now we're moving into the Federation.
No. Seventh is not the Federation. Seventh is singular. Singular. The same thing as the fifth, but singular.
So these collectives evolve into a single entity. They kind of combine, go to their higher selves or something, and become one?
Correct. They're singular. Somehow, they're singular. They're not in a collective. They're singular. There's positive and negative in that as well.
Oh, so we're not talking about collectives anymore. They're back to being individuals?
Individualistic, yes.
Okay, so they have names, individual names?
That is correct.
Okay, the six-dimensional realm, do they have individual names?
Of course, that's where your archangels are, ascended masters.
Okay, okay, yeah.
But the six is just, it's positive. There's no negativity at all.
Okay.
The only ones that are positive, strictly, are the six and the 12.
Okay.
There's no duality in the six, and there's no duality in the 12. But the difference of the six and the 12 is, the six, they don't even bring it up. To them, there's no duality at all. They don't bring it up, they don't respect it, they don't acknowledge it. You understand? The 12, we respect it, we acknowledge it. We say, okay, it's there, work with it.
You see it as part of a balance.
Correct.
So, Hempri's universe would be fundamentally six-dimensional then.
It's strictly, right, it's strictly good.
Because he's only good.
Correct.
Okay. See, we're forming a framework here that, you know, in all these years, I don't think we've discussed these things. Maybe we should have.
Now, guess what the eighth is?
That's the Federation.
No.
What? Oh, this is where your demons are?
No.
No?
No.
I thought the demons were there.
No.
and the God of the Bible.
Correct, the gods.
The gods.
The god systems.
Zeus.
Correct, or in the eighth.
Well, I thought the demons were in the eighth, too. No. I thought they had like a dark side counterpart to the eighth dimension. And
no. There are evil gods.
Okay.
But they're not called demons. They're called
okay. Deities. Oh, okay, evil deities. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, is that... Well, I wanted to ask if that was where Satan was from, but we don't even know if... We haven't even established if Satan is an actual being. Is Satan an actual being?
From the fourth, it's a flibby.
Oh, okay. Well, above the 12th, we have Drenzi. Is there like a singular counterpart to Drenzi on the 6th, or on the 8th?
No.
So...
Drenzi is just Drenzi.
So he would have a footprint in the 8th, then, I guess.
He has a footprint in everything except the 6th.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because Hempry runs the 6th.
Okay. How about the 9th, then? How's that different?
The 9th is living technology. That's where living technology starts.
Wow. Okay.
So you're going to start to see living organisms, living machines, living cyborgs, living ships. It's a technology based.
So let's say we see a ship in our skies, a glowing white ship that seems solid, but then it just takes off and defies all our natural laws. Could that be a living ship?
It's usually a Federation ship.
That would be up in the ninth dimension?
No, Federation starts the 10th and the 11th. The 10th is the Federation. The 11th are the Vegas. Do you remember the Vegas?
Yes.
The Vegas, they're the highest demons. And then it's the high commanders of the Federation in the 11th. Like Commander Valdik and Ashtar.
Yeah.
But the 10th is strictly Federation. And that's also positive and negative.
Okay, and the Federation, I think I was told once that the Federation, the one that we're mainly referring to, is just local to our galaxy here. That there's other galaxies, other Federation.
Oh, Federation is all over. Is all over.
Okay, so all over meaning just this universe or all universes?
Different universes.
Oh, they're big.
They're very big.
They're really big.
Yes. But in the mainstay, it's mostly in your universe. That's where the mainstay is.
Now, with all these different dimensional levels, we're talking about, I don't know, I don't want to call it levels of consciousness, but we're also talking about different worlds. Like my friend Julie, she's in a world that I cannot see. And I assume the fifth dimensionals, they live in a world that I cannot see and she cannot see.
You have to be set up for that downloaded. Then you could see.